top. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You throw over $1,000 a month into local wishing wells.
Of course, you idiot, because I'm wishing for more money.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Blindly follow Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
Don't forget, follow us.
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, hi, Joe.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
There we go. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, yes, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, hi.
I just want to tell Mike that I support his cause.
Thank you.
Are you calling from Sacramento?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good for you.
It's an empty promise unless you don't eat.
Yeah. Are you doing anything yourself to support the cause?
Yes. I just strangled my neighbor's dog because I viewed it as potential nourishment.
Now, look, I understand most people from this area are going to take this lightly at the beginning. This is, you know, it's all well and good to make jokes and talk about strangling dogs, but,
like
you know, really, this is going to help everybody in the long run.
I figure it'll help me, you know.
So he was kidding about strangling his dog, Mike.
Yeah.
You don't take it serious.
Well, no. To me, it's just another crystal meth user, Don. Yeah.
I don't use crystal meth.
Right.
I support you.
That's funny. Now, that made me laugh.
Yeah.
That's now, the first thing that really made me laugh.
The denial.
Isn't crystal meth, doesn't it, like, suppress your appetite?
Yes,
yep.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
Then why wouldn't you consider getting more people in Sacramento hooked on meth? Have you thought about that?
Oh, that's rich.
Yeah.
Get more people.
Like, that's easy.
Wow, I mean, you're like saying, you know, let's try to make the Yankees more of a dynasty. You
then
know?
You could consider teaching more fish how to swim.
You know, there you go. That's even.
You know, I'd say to you, there are some fish that can swim, and the Yankees don't win every year. And
you're right.
And I bet there are people in Sacramento who have never even tried this, much less how about a starter like crack.
Well, we can do. We've got so many ideas that are going to make this thing work. I think that what I want to really do is just, as you said before in the previous break, get the big name sponsor. Jack in the Box is so very close. The Clown is so very close to closing its eyes in the Sacramento area.
Do the right thing.
And that's what I want to do. I just have to focus on first things first. And, you know, and really.
I just had another brain fart, but I think it's going to be one of those great ideas. Here we go. You get a corporate sponsor.
Right.
Like a big drugstore chain.
Okay.
Like CVS.
Okay.
And you know how now you've got that deal where if you want to buy Sudafed, you got to go back and sign a goddamn thing and show them your license? Mm-hmm. In Sacramento only, no limit.
Yeah.
No limit.
Right.
Sudafed 24/7. And as a matter of fact, if you get a real good corporate sponsor, free Sudafed.
Give it away.
I wish they could do that. It's not a bad idea, but it's tough for them to get on board as long as they sell candy. You know, it's complicated like all charities.
Yeah.
Starve Sacramento now is, you know, unless they're going to really, they have
Explain
to do what
to
everybody
me.
Else is going to do. They're going to have to go dark, you know, unless they just stop putting the candy on the shelves,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe we could do your free Sudafed program.
No, what I'm saying is you can still have the candy on the shelves. Well, no.
No, you can't.
You know what, then?
Can't have any foodstuffs available to the people.
Then you would just turn every CVS into a gigantic crystal meth lab.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You know, there are enough CVSs out there that have the drive-through pharmacy.
Yes.
If we just kept that open, locked the other doors, turned the lights off, and just kept the, you know, the pharmacy open, and then we could, you know, prescribe them whatever over-medicated people need,
mm-hmm.
and also give them the Sudafed right across the counter. That's an idea, but, you know, no protein bars, because
no.
that defeats the whole purpose. Then they'll take it out and they'll give it to their friends.
And whatever the other fixings are that you need to make your crystal meth,
mm-hmm.
those should be available as well, don't you think, for free?
You know, this is easier. I think we're overthinking it. This is easier than a lot of people realize. What it is getting the grocery stores and the fast food chains on. As soon as you get them, then the CVSs can follow. But I don't think you're going to need more help. I think what you do is you shut down any places that people get, you know, then outside of hunters and fishermen, you know, you're not going to have anybody that's going to be able to get any real source of protein.
Would you accept a second tier sponsor like Del Taco?
Yes. Yeah, all of them. They're all going to have to go eventually. So really, the thing is, Jack in the Box, by, you know, if they can just show us the way, show how easy it is. And what it is, it's a second tier vice president making a regional phone call. It says, shut them down, turn the lights off, turn them out for 2 months, turn off the lights. Don't let anybody in. Lock the doors.
Right.
You know, and then you get the people driving on, hey, where am I going to go? Then they go to, you know, In-N-Out Burger, and then that shuts down. Then Carl's Jr., then that shuts down. And then we're making gravy, so to speak. But they're not in Sacramento.
No.
They won't be making any gravy. Gravy for nothing. I'm very, very excited. Right.
What do we do if they get out?
You mean get out as far as, well, we want them out. That's the whole idea.
No. I understand. But when they get out, Mike, what are you going to do with these people? As far as I can tell, and this is why I'm going with my human shield thought.
All right, we get them on the C-130s. They parachute from the sky to different neighborhoods. You see somebody, they say, hey, I was in South Sacramento. You give them a home-cooked meal. It's the first thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing you do, and then call your local authorities. And they will be brought to Houston or Baghdad.
Bag them up.
Yes. They will feel free to feed them because they're going to be hungry, especially the people that are getting out of Sacramento late. They're going to be very, very hungry.
Very, very hungry.
Then we basically take them to internment camps that we're going to have.
What you're saying is that we are asking everyone else then to catch the runners, to be bounty hunters.
But it's not even, you know, because these people aren't going to feel. They're going to be very hungry, but then they're going to be a little bit confused. But please, at that point, let your SNN people help out. We're going to have we're going to have very special jackets that we'll be wearing, satin jackets that say SSN, with special hats,
disco jackets.
They're going to be disco style. They're going to be royal blue, and we'll be wearing yellow hats,
satiny yellow.
We'll be wearing yellow hats, and that's how you can always identify somebody. And we'll bring in all the trucks that we're going to be using are going to be Volkswagen Beetle vans, similar to Little Miss Sunshine.
Hippie vans.
We want people to feel, you know, that Northern California kind of hippie thing.
Right.
And so they're not going to be freaked out.
Put them at ease.
They will get a little nervous when we get them to the several places outside of Houston where we're going to hold them.
Some may struggle.
Until we decide what we're going
to
do with them.
I thought we were going to send them to Baghdad.
Well, some of them will be sent to Baghdad, but some of them will be relocated after we like to call it after conditioning.
Okay, this is where I have my question with your charity.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the people out of Sacramento, but you can't take the Sacramento out of the people.
I'm aware of that. And
I hesitate to say this, Mike.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a final solution?
Well, we don't like to talk about that. I think that's getting ahead of the game here.
I didn't mean to get all historic on your ass.
Mm-hmm. Many will ship out. And many will be bled for use in hospitals around the area.
For the better good.
Right, exactly. And not to kill them. No. Just take enough blood where it keeps them weak and immobile. That's what it's going to be.
What about for experiments?
If necessary. I know there's some great new technology and new medical innovations that have to be checked.
For instance, how many times have you seen a story about Maybelline or Max Factor?
Right.
Where somebody's got their panties in a wad.
Because you're harming animals.
Right.
Right. Now, couldn't you take some of these Sacramento people?
Yeah, absolutely.
And perform the tests on
them? If you want to find out that, say, your nasal spray is going to burn through your septum, this will be a problem that you can thank your relocated Sacramentan. And
think about all those beautiful, squeezy, lovey animals that will be saved.
And here's the nice thing about all of this. It is a finite situation.
Yes.
It's not necessarily going to go on and on and on.
Right.
Because eventually, once you get everybody out of Sacramento, they stop breeding. People are going to be born in other parts of the country that aren't going to be Sacramento natives.
You're a dreamer, Mike O'Meara. You are a dreamer.
Well, I should point out that cells need to be harvested, but that's out of my hands. And you are going to have the occasional real problem children, the problem adults, and what we're going to do is, I mentioned Baghdad and Houston. I didn't mention one other place.
Go on.
We're going to get them involved with commercial fishing in Alaska. But only the unskilled ones. Only the people that are unskilled with a very bad sense of balance.
Alaska.
Lots
though,
of ideas. There's so much. This is so all encompassing.
Alaska is like the last jewel that we have. Our last unpreserved jewel.
They won't be in country
Couldn't
in Alaska.
Send them anywhere else.
They will not.
How about another one of our A states? What about Alabama?
They will not be on
what
the
about
ground.
Arkansas.
They will not be on the ground in Alaska for more than 48 hours. Yeah. They will be on a boat going out to get king crab within 48 hours.
And whoops.
I've been assured of that. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so let me see.
And they won't be able to sleep inside the boat. They're going to have to sleep on the crab traps.
What do we put them on oil rigs?
You mean like the ones that are out in the no, the creature comforts on oil rigs are outstanding. And our oil reserves, it requires things that just aren't present in the modern-day Sacramento. It requires a sense of teamwork. A concern for one's fellow employees.
Oh yeah,
and some skilled work. And here's the thing, and this is where they're all out: the ability to listen, which you know how that's gone.
All right, well then let me see. I can help you out with crack and meth.
Yeah,
make that legal. Get that right to the fans in Sacramento.
There are other ways of doing that. We solved that problem with just keeping the pharmacy drive-through open, so we could shut down the food providing part of the store.
My human shields plan for Baghdad. You like that?
That's good. It's a small part of it, but I think it'll work very, very well.
And then a magic word that I hesitate to say, but I'll say it to you. I wouldn't mind being in charge of this rendering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
not here's the thing. Rendering, you say, hey, you're using everything. No. Just taking out certain parts that will still give them they'll be alive to see family, sort of.
Yeah, depends on how you define being alive. Mm-hmm.
People don't necessarily, you've proven yourself, people don't need two kidneys. You've proven yourself you haven't proven yourself. I've proven you don't need an entire functioning liver.
Right.
It has already been medically documented that baboon hearts are just as good as human hearts to an extent.
All right, well, let's take some calls about this. We've not talked about Regis yet, his bypass.
Very good.
So I do want to make sure we get to that. But everybody's
it's exciting, isn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi.
We need a two-pronged attack, the infomercial Sacramento diet.
Are you from that area?
No, I'm from Idaho.
Oh, you're from Idaho.
From Idaho.
I don't want them up here.
Now, really, I really hesitate to go off on any other tangent here because you're making it more complicated than it needs to be.
And you know,
better minds than ours have come out with the game plan for this, and really, it's brilliant stuff.
And this is like a prison thing. I don't want to hear someone say, I don't want them out here. Mm-hmm. Listen, Jack, no one wants a prison next to their elementary school, okay?
Yeah, the NIMBY argument is not going to work on this particular issue. These are fine people. They're gonna assimilate into whatever town you get them to. Once you get them out of Sacramento, this is not going to be – this is going to be a non-problem. This is going to be a lot – look, initially, like anything, when you're trying to solve a problem, they're growing pains. And there's difficulty. But once they're out of there, it's going to be fantastic.
And that's why you're the leader of this. And that's why you're the Jerry Lewis here, because I don't have that faith in these people.
I know you don't, but you – I've gone over the real details of the plan, you know, not the boring details that we want to bore our listeners with, Don, but I've given you the blueprint. And, you know, you've expressed your concerns, and I hope I've alleviated some of your tension by showing you what, you know, the fail-safe issues are with this.
I'm the Rumsfeld of this deal. Mm-hmm. I'm the 800-pound gorilla in the room that's saying, listen.
Right.
All I see is rendering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
all
know.
I see is human shields.
I know. You,
I don't see anybody worth taking out of there, Mike.
Well, I thought the whole board of directors was going to walk out of that meeting when you brought up Soylent Green.
That's people.
I really did. And I was very concerned about that.
And I say to you, why'd you bring it up in the first place, the whole Star of Sacramento Now thing?
You're right. Look, I know it's not that we don't have our far-right element of this program, but you know, we're going to see where it goes. And but the whole thing, our goals are the same.
Yeah.
Our goals are to fix this problem that is Sacramento.
Eradicate Sacramento.
Now see, now you're gonna cause a panic.
You're frightened.
And that's not...
That's a word of action. That's a word of love.
That's why you are on that fringe.
Yeah.
That is why you are way out there.
That's why I signed up, sir.
I understand
this. This is my rifle.
This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
Today is Jesus' birthday.
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900.
Private Pyle, is that crystal meth in your locker?
Hi, Joker.
Yeah, we can't have fat guys like that in Sacramento.
Well, there's not going to be anybody that's going to be fat there if they want to stick around.
All right, well, listen, enough charity work. We've not talked about Regis yet.
No.
So this morning... We're watching. Oh God, that's all everybody's calling about now. Every single call is from area code. Every call is from area code 916.
You got some excitement.
You use that word eradicate, and that's...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody.
Is this a call from Sacramento?
Every call that I'm going to answer here is from area code 916.
This is Merrill Howard Kamen, and I moved my cooking show to Sacramento.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Give it time. Won't you help?
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
I'm in. I was selling dope in Sacramento. I gonna quit now. They can't smoke. They are not hungry anymore. They're gonna stop.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm from the 209. Am I safe?
209, Mike. That's Modesto.
Yes, sir. Mike, that's all is it.
FN. For now.
I thought FN meant F no.
You speak the code.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, area code 916.
Hey, I wanted to give you guys an update on the cheese sandwich lady that got a picture of the Mary Mother on it.
Do you understand why we have to get cracking on this as soon as we can?
This guy's not even calling about your beautiful plan to starve Sacramento now.
And if he doesn't know it, we don't need to let him know about it.
No. Okay.
All right. Don't eat that sandwich. What about this cheese sandwich lady?
Anyways.
Anyways?
She was on the tattoo show not too long ago, and she got the cheese sandwich picture on.
I love a tattoo show. Don't you like a good tattoo show, Mike?
The tattoo show.
There's Miami Ink.
Starring the late Hervé Villechaize.
They're playing.
The tattoo show.
Who is this cheese sandwich lady?
The one that she bought that cheese sandwich, that half-eaten cheese sandwich.
Oh, my God. Is that goldenpalace.com thing that was on eBay with the lady who had a grilled cheese sandwich that she thought looked like the Virgin Mary?
Yeah, she bought it for like $28,000.
Yes, and your point is?
She was on a show not too long ago, and she got a tattoo of it on her breast.
Mike, you were absolutely right. This guy is the reason that we got to do this.
You hungry?
Are you hungry, son?
Not for that broad.
Not for that broad. No, are you hungry in general?
No, I just had lunch.
Good. Okay, don't eat. Yeah. Don't eat for a while.
All right.
Are you good and full?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Enjoy that feeling.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and make myself vomit.
Enjoy that feeling.
Make it last.
You know what you need? You need some speed. You need some uppers. You need some crank. You need some meth.
All right. Thanks, Donna Mike.
Okay. I know exactly what he was. He was an insurgent. That's why he was calling. Hang up the phone.
All right.
We'll trace the call.
You sound like my father.
That's right.
We'll trace the call.
No, that's how you get the insurgents.
Hello, operator?
That's how you get the insurgents off the line. Uh-huh.
Mike, where do you weigh in on purge?
The Sacramento Sunnis.
Are they allowed to purge? That would help.
Believe me.
You know, it doesn't matter, Rob. I mean, it really eventually binge purge, whatever. Everything there's not going to be food there, so, you know, that's the goal.
But purging for now, it's a start.
Purging for now. He can do whatever he wants, but it's not going to be relevant.
How do you teach them that, though? They'll screw that up, too.
Yeah.
Sneak up and you put your finger in their mouth.
Okay. How about we use your finger?
No, not mine.
Use your finger.
I can hear Rob now. Carrie! We got a biter.
Okay, so listen, enough about this. We'll come back to this charity work later in the show.
Very good.
The important news of the day is that Regis Philbin is having bypass surgery.
Wow.
And he announced it this morning on his TV show.
Pretty heavy and pretty surprising, too.
And he's flipped out by it.
Sure. You can tell.
There are parts of this tape we'll play for you in a second that are funny because, you know, like what's Kelly Ripa going to say? She says, well, my dad had the same thing.
Right. It's kind of tough for her. She's in a very unenviable position sitting there trying to move this segment along. And, you know, you're looking at him, and he looks like probably anybody that would get that news that, you know, they're going to crack your chest open. Mm-hmm. He's still a little freaked out, but obviously he's not had enough time to gather himself so that he doesn't come across as being freaked out. He seemed like he was somewhere else today.
Well, I totally understand why.
I do, too.
Why he went on the air. He went on the air so that you would see him on TV and he would announce this and you wouldn't read it in the newspaper that Regis Philbin is having bypass surgery.
You get the impression he came back today.
Just to make the announcement.
And maybe against doctor's orders. You know, sounds to me like they're getting him in as soon as possible.
Why else would he be holding up his little bottle of nitro pills?
Yeah. He's got the nitro pills in
case. That's pretty serious, right? If you're walking around with nitro pills in your pocket.
Yeah, the nitro is, the safety valve. Put it under the tongue. So, Regis.
Of course, Regis. I'm on the Princess Hotline with Mike. while this is happening.
I think really, I'm surprised at the phone calls. I had my phone in my hand when it rang, because this is the biggest Regis news in since Kathy Lee bagged out of the show.
And you'll hear the tape in a moment, and I asked Mike to back it up on TV. I would watch this, because it was obviously something that the people on the show knew that Regis was going to talk about, the fact he's going to
right.
have this bypass surgery.
Right.
So they go through the opening, blah, 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 blah. Here's what's in the news. It's a nice day. Then he starts his spiel. He says, well, there's something I want to talk about. And he goes to the one shot. He looks right at the camera. And as soon as he starts saying, I'm going to have bypass surgery, they pop in the left-hand corner, the Live with Regis and Kelly logo.
Which, and you never see that on that.
It does
show.
Not run.
Right. Right.
It does not run.
Right.
The only reason that they popped it in there is because when they take the snippet of the tape and they run it on Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood,
all the local New York stations,
you're going to see the Live with Regis and Kelly logo.
And didn't you say he stole a little glance up at the monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he was making sure that it was all set to go. That was it. Oh, that's me. Is that me?
Yeah, that's yours.
That's me.
And the other thing, and you'll hear these tapes, and of course, you know, we like the lady on the phone said, all the home viewers wish Regis the best. He mentioned he called David Letterman.
Right.
Sure.
And, you know, that had to be like, you know, hey, Dave, I'm in your club.
That was the one funny thing that Kelly said, is that, you know, you're not consulting with any cardiologists. You're consulting with talk show hosts, which
course.
I thought was funny as hell.
He thinks it will make him closer to David Letterman.
He hopes.
Really. And, well, you'll hear the tape in a second, Ed. He, on more than one occasion, says, well, it doesn't matter. I don't have much time left anyway.
And he was real. And, you know, really.
Like dead serious about it.
I don't know. Maybe I've been around too long.
Wow.
Maybe.
And he had this kind of he was that super sheepish, mild, even when he would laugh, even when he was dancing with the girl behind the little screen.
The go-go screen.
He still, you know, his heart wasn't in it.
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. You know, for a couple of weeks before we went out to California, I have been feeling chest pains, you know?
Now, right at this point, they go to the one shot of Regis, and as soon as he says chest pains, the logo Live with Regis and Kelly pops up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Gelman, or one of the producers, is going, okay, now he's going to talk about it. Now, put the graphic up now, and got it.
Go,
Regis.
And a shortness of breath and all those little symptoms that you hear about. So I called the doctor, decided to take some tests, took about three different CAT scan and then a stress test and a cathartic test, a lot of tests. And it was their conclusion that I should have a bypass. To protect. I was looking forward.
You hear that reaction from the audience? You get the demo. All the blue hairs out in the audience going, that can kill you.
Do a angioplasty. You know, you get in, bang, bang, bang. They blow it open and you leave the next day.
You were looking forward to that.
Yeah. I thought I could get away with that. But anyway, there's some plaque in some arteries and I've got to get it cleaned out. And so it was just a matter of figuring out when and where, and the pains kind of came on while I was gone, and so I've decided to have the bypass this week. Wow. Now, these are nitroglycerin tablets.
He's doing this at 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. They start off with, hey, it's 42 degrees, it's sunny. Joy and I had a great weekend in Vancouver doing a live show. Here's a picture of the guy who's my band leader, and oh, yes, here's my nitroglycerin tablets.
Now, don't you think really of bypass? Whenever I hear about that surgery, isn't it always someone who's gone in and they test for it and then they put you right in? You know,
right.
It's very strange to hear somebody come out and say, they've decided I'm going to go have a bypass, because usually when you need a bypass, you need it. And I'd love to know.
Do you think he's playing with borrowed time?
I would love to know.
Go in and do the stupid show?
Sure. Behind the scenes, I got to go talk to the audience.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I get stressed, I got to put one under my tongue. Excuse me. Just kidding.
This is the audience's reaction to Regis announcing his operation.
Okay, all right. Can I have a couple?
That's funny. But anyway, I got to do it. Darn it, I don't want to do it. Nobody wants to do it, I guess, but they tell me that. And I had a second opinion. I did all those things.
Right, right.
And so they're all in agreement that it should be the bypass.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to do it.
Die. Sounds like I'm going to...
he was so heavy duty.
I'm going to die, Kelly.
The bypass. I got to get the bypass.
This week and come back when I'm ready.
Mm.
Meantime, you'll have a ball here. I know this is what you've been looking for the last 5 years. You are primed now to do this.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bypass.
All right. Well, we'll come back and we'll do some of that, and we'll get some of your readers to go along, I'm sure.
He didn't mention whether it's quintuple, quadruple.
No.
They're all blocked, Joy. Every one of them.
Poor old Effer.
Yeah.
You know.
He's had issues. I mean, he really has had. But, he's old.
Isn't he like Jack LaLanne, though? Doesn't he always get on that stupid show and do like 1,000 sit-ups or something like
but
that?
But how old is he? Mid-70s? 76. Is he 76?
76.
I mean, the fact is, most people are playing shuffleboard when you're his age.
True. He's in pretty good shape, considering.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the fact
Considering.
Let me tell you what my primary job will be. This will become my secondary job. My primary job will be, like it or not, get your pills ready, your sponge bath nurse.
See, she tries to sex it up a little bit.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah, but he's doing the best she can.
He'll have none of it, you know.
Of course.
She's right now just dreaming of the parade of Latino men that are going to be coming on the show.
Oh, you know what she's thinking is Mark Consuelo. You know, bring him along.
Now, do you think
bring the old hubby along?
Of course, we're getting ahead of ourselves, I guess, when I'm asking you this. But I asked you before. Do you think they're going to get a permanent guy to come in there, or is it going to be the parade of daytime television hosts?
Is he going
to
be gone like a month, 2 months, something
like
that?
Oh, hell, more than that, maybe.
It's been talking about Anderson Cooper filling in for him. Even.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
What is this all because they're pretty?
I guess.
Is that what Gelman wants? Does Gelman want pretty men?
Well, you know Gelman.
Yeah.
Anderson Jesus. Cooper.
But another, like, just, you know, he's a journalist, but I mean, I'll
track that down to see if that's true.
You need someone who's going to be funny.
Yeah.
If you don't get somebody funny, that show is in trouble.
Somebody call Carrot Top.
Triple bypass.
You know, we joke about Dana Carvey all the time.
Yeah. What
Dana Carvey would be perfect to get in there. Don't you think?
He'd be good. I mean, if you thought about it, you'd have him for a week, Martin Short for a week.
Right.
But at some point, you know, they'd get tired of doing it. They'd say,
they get burned out on it.
When is Regis coming back?
Right.
So you know, maybe this is the time that you look for
the heir apparent.
Regis is ready to move on.
Regis is ready to maybe spend his millions. But he's like, Regis is Bob Hope. That's Regis's hobby.
Yeah.
That's what Regis does. Regis wants to be on. There are people like that in show business where that's their thing.
All right, I'll say it, then I'll just go to break. Give the job to Ryan Seacrest, okay? That's who we're going to end up with anyway. Uh-huh. Is some douche like that who takes every single job he's offered. And, God, I hate him for getting offered so many friggin' jobs. And, Ryan Seacrest, have you ever had one job that you've turned down? Ever? You pretty boy son of a bitch. I even wish I could hate you from the season one reruns that they're showing when you're standing up there with Dunkelman. You have your painted on, the orangey tan skin and your bad hair.
How do you like to be that guy? The guy that co-hosted
Dunkelman.
Where the hell did he end up?
And if you've ever been pathetic like me and watched a rerun of season one of American Idol, they have done their best to cut that Dunkelman guy out.
They do all the time.
I mean, because if you remember the first year, those two guys stood there together.
Right.
And one talked as much as the other. But now that they have reinvented the way the show used to be, they just cut poor Dunkelman right out.
Maybe the Regis show will go after the poor man's Ryan Seacrest, Billy Bush.
Hey, all right, that's another guy that doesn't turn anything down.
Because Seacrest is Dick Clark's replacement, I think.
Billy Bush, I'm sorry, Billy Bush would be a good choice.
Yeah. You think?
I think Billy Bush would be a good choice. He's funny enough. I think he'd be a good choice.
I vote for Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien.
He's available.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'm sorry, what about Pat?
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
There you go. Okay.
Well, we'll hear more of these tapes of Regis. And I'm sure we might hear, wink, wink, what Regis is really thinking. But we come right back, okay?
He's so down.
This is the Don and Mike Show.